This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prosecutors say the arrest of a Coast Guard officer on gun and drug offenses last week was the proverbial tip of the iceberg. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
According to court papers, prosecutors say U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan, who was arrested last week, is a domestic terrorist. Prosecutors write in court papers that Hassan drafted an email discussing biological attacks, and he had what appeared to be a hit list that named prominent Democrats and media figures. Court papers detail a June 2017 email where Hassan wondered about acquiring anthrax and described a bombing or sniper attacks. Hassan, who works at the Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, is due to appear in federal court in Maryland Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday it will be totally up to the new attorney general when and how to release the special counsel's Russian investigation report. His remark to reporters in the Oval Office came just after CNN reported the completion of Robert Mueller's investigation could come as early as next week. And a summary of the confidential report would be submitted by Attorney General William Barr to Congress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports in an organization that tracks white supremacists and other far-right extremists.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it counted some 1,020 hate groups operating in the United States last year, the highest level in more than two decades. The organization says the number reflects what it describes as an enlivened and growing American hate movement.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. U.S.-backed forces are one step closer to liberating the last patch of Syrian territory held by the Islamic State terror group, but a final assault could still be days away. The coalition statement came hours after the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces broke a stalemate with IS fighters still holed up in the village of Baghouz, securing the release of hundreds of civilians, including women and children. Witnesses said that they saw a convoy of about 10 trucks leaving Islamic State's last enclave. This is VOA News. House Democrats are making an official move to try to block the president's efforts to use a national emergency declaration to get border wall funding. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Congressional aides have told progressive-leaning groups that a resolution will be filed on Friday, challenging President Trump's plan and setting up a potential showdown over billions of dollars, immigration policy, and the constitutional separation of powers. The resolution would go to the Republican-controlled Senate, where passage is unlikely. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a moderate Republican, has announced she will support the resolution to block the emergency declaration. Outside groups, including the ACLU, are also suing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on Indian national Jasmeet Hakimzada, declaring him a major foreign drug trafficker. Six other people, entities, were also sanctioned, including his parents, who allegedly helped him run his operation. Hakimzada lives in the United Arab Emirates and is accused of running a worldwide drug trafficking ring that smuggles heroin, cocaine, opioids, and other substances into the United States, Australia, Britain, and New Zealand. An Alabama woman who joined the Islamic State group in Syria wants to come back to the United States, but the Trump administration says she cannot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Hoda Muthana says she made a big mistake by leaving the U.S. to join Islamic State militants nearly 4 years ago after being radicalized online. The 24-year-old says she wants to come home with the 18-month-old son she had with one of two fighters she married. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Muthana will not be admitted to the U.S. He says she is not an American citizen, has no legal basis to claim citizenship or the right to a passport. Pompeo did not say how the government decided Muthana, who was born in New Jersey, cannot return to the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new flare-up of fighting in South Sudan violates the country's peace agreement. The United States and European allies are demanding the clashes end immediately. A joint statement Wednesday from the U.S., Britain, and Norway says that the fighting around the town of Yi represents a flagrant breach of a December 2017 ceasefire and the revitalized peace deal signed by South Sudan's government and several rebel groups last year. American businessman Michael Calvi, who was detained in Moscow 5 days ago on fraud charges, has not yet had consular access, according to the head of a U.S.-Russian trade organization. According to terms of the Vienna Convention, consular access must be provided within a 72-hour window from the time of arrest, meaning that a member of the U.S. government should have visited Calvi in detention by now. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.